Hello, future listener, and welcome to the past. How is the future going? Did I make it? Well, if you're listening to this podcast, I have to believe I made it. And do you wonder how I did it? Well, this podcast documents my journey, the ups and downs, and all the hard lessons learned. So, without further ado, let me present you the star of the podcast. Drumroll, please. Oh, wait, me? My name is Dan Chodimkov, and this is the story of how I became a millionaire. Or at least I hope so. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Sweet Buzz. How are things with you? I think that we are finishing our first week in 2022, working at least, because we were actually celebrating the first week. So in the first week of 2022, we did some fantastic stuff. And I just wanted to share with you, actually brag a bit, but not the primary purpose. My primary purpose is to show you that if you set up a good funnels and a good outreach strategy, yeah, it doesn't matter if it's January or December. The funnel keeps working and you keep getting new leads and, of course, new clients. So I'm looking at this week, the first week in January, and we actually have 4 new clients. I'm not going to talk about who they are and what they do. I can just mention countries and industry just to give you the idea of what we do. So the first one is a extract importer from Brazil, and they are going to take guarana extracts from Brazil and they're going to offer it to manufacturers in Europe. So our job here will be to identify manufacturers. I think it will be food and beverages or food production industries. And we're going to reach out to them and see if they're interested in the guarana extract. So, sounds exciting, right? I'm recalling we have an energy drink guarana here in Macedonia, so I know quite a lot about it. And while I was in Brazil a long time ago, I really realized that the Brazilian people don't drink coffee. They just take the guarana leaves in a tea, they chew it, they do everything with it, and they don't do coffee. Weird, right? So that's the Brazilian client. The second one is from Australia, and they are a digital agency. They're targeting e-commerce stores, and they try to help them in order to grow. They're doing some online strategies, and they want to focus specifically in some medium-sized city in Australia. So one end is Brazil, so I have to wake up really... No, I have to do meetings in the afternoon. And then is the Australia, which I need to wake up really early in order to connect with the clients. In between, we now have a new client from Finland, and it is a digital conversion optimization agency. And I think that they are on a really good start. They are doing some optimizations on the e-stores in order not to get more new clients, but actually how to increase the revenue from the existing clients. And that is something the e-commerce should focus. So our focus would be to actually reach out to e-commerce and e-stores and try to see if they need this kind of services. And the last one is actually an Amazon consultancy from UK. And they do a pretty good job when it comes to Amazon stores. So our focus would be to actually help them reach out to new clients and see how they can help. So stop with the bragging, Dancha. That was really enough. But in the morning, we need to surf Australia. Daytime, we now have Finland and UK, new clients that we need to work with. And in the afternoon, we have Brazil that we need to continue working. And this is all in the first week. So what's the reasoning behind this? In December, although everything, you know, after December, everybody, all sales teams going to celebration mode, our team continued. We didn't celebrate the Catholic Christmas, but on the other hand, our funnels continuously and predictably, yeah, Aaron Ross, you still have that word, and predictably brings new prospect, which then we start getting them on a call. And if we qualify and if we see that they're relevant, we onboard them as a client. And if you set up this process right, it never stops. I mean, every month, every time we actually onboard new clients, we set them up, we continue working them. And the outreach process that we're doing is quite good. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's really engaging with people. We're not trying to be the spammy, the pushy guys. We really try to engage with people. And when they see that you're not that salesy guy, but you're actually trying to help them, yeah, people start trusting us. And now my focus would be actually to earn the trust, because yeah, people can trust you, but can you earn it afterwards? Can we really figure out how to add value to these clients? Well, that's my focus, guys. I really struggle, and the whole team here is really pushing our limits in order to show that, yeah, we are the right choice. So I really hope you had a fantastic week as I do, because, man, it's refreshing. It's 2022. It's the first week hasn't even ended, and we are already to a fantastic start. And honestly, I cannot wait to see the whole year ahead of me and everything that is in front of us. I just wanted to wish you a great weekend, guys, and I really hope that 2022 will be the year of growth. Peace and out. So, did you enjoy the podcast? Feel free to subscribe so you'll be notified whenever I post a new episode. Do you know a friend that could benefit from this podcast? Well, share it with them and with the rest of the world. I would really appreciate that. Have a great day and talk to you soon.